At a forum sponsored by the Madison chapter of the Federalist Society, Assistant Attorney General Kevin St. John said the High Court did the right thing in ruling that the judicial branch cannot interfere with the power of the legislature to enact laws or to make its own rules for passing them. He said the legislature is free to change rules, such as how much notice to give before voting on a bill, at a moment's notice.
So if it's got a rule of proceeding says it has to do X or Y, it acts in a different way, and it's an act of the legislature, a majority or a part of the legislature that can constitute to do business, that's what its new rule is. When it does it, that's what the rule is.
Taking the opposing view at the forum, Marquette Law Professor Edward Fallone argued that the open meetings law does apply to the legislature. He said Dane County Judge Marianne Soomey was just doing her job when she found the legislature had violated it when it passed the collective bargaining law.
They passed a law saying these are the minimum hours of notice that have to be afforded and the method in which that notice has to be given. And we want to be held. We want ourselves to be held to this. And all Judge Soomey did was say, that's what the statute says. She was simply enforcing their policy choice.
Fallone called that an appropriate use of judicial power to review legislative actions. The law is now in effect, but faces a challenge in federal court. Unions claim it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution because the bargaining limits do not apply to police, fire, or transit unions. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.